Yasmin?
Yes.
You know how we get to, like, meet and chat to a lot of our favourites? Who would you say is the one of the big artists that would absolutely leave you starstruck that you've never met and never interviewed yet?
Well, we have. And it was so awkward. I need to make a personal apology to Caleb Shomo. We set up this interview.
Yeah.
And Sophie was like, right, we're doing this for you. You can go in properly, like, talk to him. I just stood there the entire time and let you do the interview because I was just so in awe of him.
I didn't even say you can talk to him. I said you can lead the whole episode.
I know, and I didn't.
And you just went like, silent. You were like, nope.
I think, I'm not, that would be it. Maybe Corey Taylor, but we've had him on the podcast. I guess
would
we're
it,
just
Would
so
it be another go at Caleb? Would it be another go at Caleb, like proper sitting down and planning it?
I would love to just talk to him and be normal, but my brain is like... I have so many questions to ask him. Who would I be starstruck by? God. We've done the big ones. No offence. We're just that good.
I've got one left on my interview list.
Okay.
That I haven't interviewed, and that's Jonathan Davis from Korn.
Mm.
I can't believe I've never, like, I've interviewed Monkey and Head, but I've just never interviewed Jonathan Davis. So that is my goal for 2024.
I think if we had Hayley Williams or Amy Lee on the podcast, that would blow my mind. Also, when is Courtney LaPlante coming on our podcast?
Courtney LaPlante, where are you?
I've seen you on the downbeat, okay? I like the downbeat, but why don't
so you're
you
doing
get
podcasts?
Down with the We Wear Black
beat?
Yeah.
In it! Yeah, that no, was weird.
We
I mummed out. I mummed out.
Yeah. Please come on our podcast, Courtney. We're so fun.
Let's dice!
Hello and welcome to On Wednesdays We Wear Black with me, Sophie K, and Jasmine Suman.
That's me. That's my name. Hello.
So, Jasmine, some of our most popular episodes that people always enjoyed and loved was fan fiction.
Okay.
So we have decided to revisit fan fiction once more because we also probably just quite enjoy looking at fan fiction.
It's so insane. Has there ever been any fan fiction about you?
About me? No.
Really?
Has there been fan fiction about you?
There has been fan fiction about me, but Sophie, you're dating a band member, so I would have assumed. Has there been fan fiction about your partner?
Not my partner's band because the lead singer is... a black guy, and they weren't really sexualised in
we
rock and
need
metal.
To start
let's say it as it is.
Writing fanfics about you and me together.
No, no.
We need to start writing fanfics about them. We need to join forces.
Oh, you and me together write a fanfiction.
Yeah,
sorry, I thought you were saying people need to write a fanfiction about us, and I was like, no.
We couldn't have a sexual fanfiction. We would just argue. That would be our fanfiction. It would be a WWE MMA style fight. That would be our fanfiction. People have wrote fanfics about me and my ex-partners, which is why I'm not really public anymore about my relationship. I posted my partner on the main the other day and people freaked out and I was like, stop it. Stop it.
When did they write a fanfiction about... Oh, there is fanfiction about... my part is there. I need to look into that. I don't know. This is an ordeal. this is an ordeal.
What do you like? Would you compare notes? Would you be like, they got this right, but they're so off about this? Like, if I was dating someone famous and someone wrote fan fiction smut about my partner, I'd be comparing. I'd be like, his luscious long locks. Well, actually, no. He makes this weird noise when he moans. So.
No. I would find that weird. So for anyone who's listening and doesn't know what fan fiction is, because some people don't know what fan fiction is, it is when fans of an artist write a story or a little story about the band. Sometimes it's sexual, sometimes it's weird. There is so much that they do.
There's so much of it going around.
And it was huge in the era of like Tumblr 2014 emos, right?
It was. I think fan fiction has its place. It's, you know, helped build a really big writing community and a lot of movies have turned into fan... a lot of fan fictions have turned into movies and books, and it's paved the way. I mean, Twilight was essentially a fanfic. 50 Shades of Grey was essentially a Twilight fanfic, and so many others, but... Yeah, fanfiction has its place, but it's also just fucking weird sometimes, especially when it comes to alternative music, because it's so unrealistic.
And it's mainly written by young teenage females, most often, according to the stats. And young hormonal teenage brains are messed up. They are messed right up.
Yeah.
So yeah. I thought that fanfiction was something that was maybe... just like then, and it happened in that era, but it's still happening today. There are still people doing it. There are still teens out there writing fan fiction. It is a whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's part of the culture now. Like, it's a coming of age for nerdy teens who are, like, you know, the outcasts. It's like, you write fanfics and you wear emo clothes, and that's just how it is now.
My attention span could never.
My attention span can't.
I could never have sat and written a fan fiction. Like, you're getting a paragraph out of me, max. That's it. So do you want me to read my first fan fiction, Yasmin?
Please.
Okay, this one's just weird. And I've realised that this person writes weird fan fiction and they apologise for the weirdness of it the whole time through. Just to
imagine you're writing, you're like, sorry, this is weird. Anyway.
I mean, that's so emo, if anything, because, like, you can imagine it with a hair tuck. I'm so sorry, this is weird.
This is so weird. Anyway.
This is weird.
That's me.
Okay, so this one is called Emo Girl is Stupid.
Okay, before I say anything, though, I do want to say there's nothing wrong with liking fanfiction if you like fanfiction. As long as it isn't sexualizing minors or doing anything illegal or creepy, then, you know what? Enjoy what you want to enjoy.
Most fanfiction is creepy, but you know what? I'd rather you write it down and deal with it there than go out and experiment in the world when you're too young.
Exactly.
So this one is written by somebody called XX Emo Nerdy Boy XX. So we have some male fanfiction, perhaps.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
One fucky fucking day, an emo bitch got concert tickets to a Pierce the Veil show. She was so excited.
Rewind. One fucky fucky day. Wow.
Yeah, this
literature.
Is how this person
literature.
Is like, no Shakespeare. She was so excited that she shit herself when her ugly mum told her about it. This person's British, surely. No, it's American. Mom. Her mum also told her that she stank and she needed to be put in the washy Washington machine. She ran upstairs and bridged her hair whilst her mum yelled, her still smelling. Emo girl started crying and started punching her mirror.
You're reading this too British. I need you to read it like a scene girl. I punching my mirror. Rawr.
She is bleed now. She pick up a towel and starts cleaning her small ugly fist. She eventually goes back downstairs and hold out he hand for the ticket. I also got you VIP passes, you nasty trash bin, her mum says, handing her the ticket.
You trashy whore.
I mean, what the fuck? Whilst covering her nose, emo girl is cry. Emo girl is cry, cause VIP. And then this person says...
Oh my god, rare. XD.
This person says, I don't actually write like this, by the way. It's just for shits and giggles, XD.
Do you remember, like, in the early 2000s when people used to write like that? Like, oh my god. OMG. Rare XD. You're totally so swag.
Yeah, but you know...
Lulz, XD.
Wasn't that memes at some point? Like, a whole... There was a dog, like a... I think it was a Shiba Inu dog that they would put all the words
around.
It's
a Shiba Inu. Okay.
Shiba Inu.
He's still
it.
Alive. Actually, let me check if he's died. If he's died. He's like,
yeah, I remember that.
Shiba Inu meme dog. Wait. Oh my god. What's the name of the dog? Okay. Kabusu, Shiba Inu. Ah, oh, I think it's still alive. Yes! Yes! When that dog dies, you better bury the hole big enough so I can get in there with it, because I'm not living in a world without that dog. Anyway,
back to this story. There's, like, a little bit left. Speaking of shits, she still had the shit stain on her poopy pants.
This is so insane. I know. What are we reading?
She go to concert smelling like shit. And when her turn come up to meet Pierce the Veil, they reject her because she smells so bad. Emo girl run away while cry.
Just so you know, bands are okay with you stinking. I've seen band members meet a lot of people. I'm sure
they're not okay with it. They just have to pretend to be okay with it because they like money.
Yeah.
Emo girl run away while cry. She ends up at the top of a bridge and Kells is there watching. It was a Friday night. Vic Carr screeched
not
up
Kellen
on the bridge.
On the top of the bridge on a Friday night.
Vic Carr screeched up on the bridge and he got out and watched. And then, oh my God, hang on, I hadn't read the whole thing. Dare her to jump off this Jersey bridge, Vic screamed. Bet you never had a Friday night like this, Kells screamed twice as loud.
Stupid!
Emo girl watch and cry harder. She jump and Kells videotapes it. Emo girl is die. Z end. LMFAO. What?
That gave me a stroke.
This was a whole thing. This was like, it's had, I mean, let's see what the comments, people are like, one of the absolutely beautiful second comment, perf. People are loving this one.
When did this come out?
Oh, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
The comments were 8 years ago, so I imagine
maybe
it's quite...
that's why it sounds like that. Someone in 2014 definitely wrote this.
This person is holding down a full grown-up job at this point.
That's crazy. That's how crazy is that to think?
That could be your doctor.
Cringy fat.
That could be your doctor next time you go for an appointment. A gynecologist.
You just when you think you're safe, it could be your doctor. It could be your optician. It could be your dentist who used to write smutty fan fictions about your favourite bands. Think. The more you know.
By the way, talking about gynecologists, shall I tell you one of the funniest things about gynecologists that always makes me laugh?
Okay.
So, I know, sidetrack. Tangent. I was in the gyno the other day because they had to put a camera in my uterus.
This is such a tangent. I love it.
I know.
So
this isn't a fanfic. This is a true story. It was really fucking painful. It was really painful because they put a camera through your cervix and there's like four people there. One nurse there just to hold my hand because it's so painful.
Right.
But I don't like touch. So I was freaking out about that. Anyway, when I had to get onto the gynae table for these four people to be in my vagina, as I'm taking my underwear off, they were like, oh no, 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 no. And they shut the curtain. Because for some reason in the gynecologist's office, you can't take your knickers off or your panties, whatever you call them, without the curtain closed. And I was like, you're about to see everything anyway. Am I... He looks so confused. So you can't take your underwear off in front of the gynecologist.
But they will
literally put their entire hand and a camera and all sorts up your vagina. It blows my mind. I don't understand the logic. So if there's any gynecologists listening, can you explain, please?
I don't think gynecologists listen to us.
I think they might do. You never know.
I'm a freelance gynecologist. No, I'm kidding. I had a shirt that said that once. My fanfic, I have a few, but I wanted to start with this one because I think it's fucking insane. My favourite thing about fanfictions is the assumptions, the bold assumptions. It's like, oh, I assume this person thinks and acts like this or has this like very serious, you know, condition or something because I've listened to their music, so I must know them. This is a sleep token fanfiction.
Oh, okay, here we go.
So, I'm going to skip a little bit. Summary. Vessel never openly admits that stimming is what he's doing, but others notice his pattern. Yet, when they try to help, negative feelings rise to the surface and they must teach Vessel how to be carefree again. So this is assuming that Vessel has some kind of like ADHD where
he's like acoustic or something. Okay.
Yeah, which is like problematic.
Or maybe they
itself think
Vessel is an alien and just as an alien entity feels weird on this planet.
No, I think they think he's got ADHD and is stimming, which is insane because the last time I checked, You're not his goddamn doctor. But anyway, okay. Bessel had other ways of stimming, such as hand movements, sometimes rocking, and amusingly vocal stims. The singer would get stuck in a loop of certain words, but most recently, II's name. II had figured out how to not respond every time his name was said, because a lot of times it seemed like Bessel wasn't aware he said it. Hun, stop, Ivy said. Hun, stop.
Hun,
these are grown
hun.
Men! These are grown men. These
can you
are
imagine?
Grown men. These are men that stand in the line at the post office.
Hun, hun.
Baby, stop. This isn't you. This isn't you. Stop it. I can't. Anyway. Ivy said, gently pulling the pen from Vessel's mouth. One, you've broken at least 3 pens this week. And two, it's not good for your teeth, he explained. Vessel pouted. This is like... this fanfic.
You didn't see that because you're listening. Yasmin just grabbed the bridge of their nose because this is stressful.
This fanfic is making it seem like Vessel is an uncontrollable baby who's stimming constantly and the rest of the band have to take care of him. And he's just a little guy who can't help but... I've got an ADHD. I love shiny things. He's a grown man.
He's a grown man.
You don't even need to know his identity or who he is or anything to know. He's a grown man who pays taxes.
He's also fucking minted because 2 days at the O2 Arena, like, just maybe, to put it into context to you, I think Slipknot do one. So with corners as a support.
He's probably got an Apple Watch. He's probably got a phone case that's a blue. You know those clear phone cases that get a little bit dirty? He's probably got one of them. Is this giving you the ick? Like, I want people to realise Vessel is not this omnipresent person.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Hey, what's wrong with Apple Watches? I've got an Apple Watch.
No, I know. Because we have jobs and we work and we make money. Oh. And people think that Vessel is this cute little baby. No, he's a grown-ass man. I'm sure he has an Apple Watch. I'm sure he has to, reverse. When he's trying to reverse, he has to, go in and then do it again because he didn't get close enough to the curb. Like, what are some other icks?
Controversial take, right?
Go on.
And this is something that... this is the kind of cynicism that you develop when you work in the music industry. Vessel is probably someone who's been in bands for years, but the bands never took off properly. And he got to an age where he knew if he started a new project, he had to cover his face because people are only really interested in younger bands. And so the likelihood is he's probably dad age. Like, he's probably at least in his 30s, I would imagine. And he's probably covering his face because, you know, he wanted to relaunch his career. And I know you were all imagining like a Kellen Quinn, but when he was 19 under there, probably not. I'm just saying. Maybe that's my cynicism. I don't know.
I'm saying nothing for the sake of... I am saying nothing. But I will say, regardless of who he is...
Because you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. No one has any idea.
No,
okay.
Me and Sophie do not know.
So sorry, carry on. About icks. You wanted icks. He probably picks his nose.
He probably does.
His farts really smell.
He probably does that thing where like he tries to screw the cap back on of like a drink and then it doesn't work the first time and he has to redo it.
Do you find that an ick?
Not an ick, but
now
like,
you're talking to your fanfiction audience. They're going, "Oh, baby needs me to screw on cats for him."
Adult. He is a tax-paying adult. The government know him by name.
You got to think of teenage icks.
His taxes every year. Okay?
He probably goes to bed.
He probably
early.
Shops at M&S. Okay. He probably shops at M&S.
What's
for his
the American
clothes?
Equivalent or like global equivalent of M&S?
JCPenney.
Do you know what? I've started going... I'm not even going to lie, Yasmin. I wear exclusively M&S pants.
Exactly.
Underwear these days.
You're an adult, right?
I thought you were going to say, yeah, because you're old. No, it's...
Because you're fucking old.
It's for older people. And do you know what? It's comforting. And it's comfortable. And it's all breathable.
I have no problem with M&S. Love M&S. If M&S want to sponsor the podcast, go crazy. What I am saying, though, is that Vessel is not a cute, ooh-woo little baby, okay? He's not a little baby that you can... He's a grown man. He probably shops at M&S, probably wears Hugo Boss, and probably does a little finger dance when he's listening to some tunes, okay? He is a man. He is an adult man.
So what? Are you going to get more of the fan fiction?
I don't feel like I need to read the rest because it's just terrible. Would you like to give me the next fan fiction?
So this person, because I was looking for a new fan fiction, so I searched Scene Queen.
Oh my God.
In fact, I've got quite a few fanfics here. I've got four in total, so...
I've got three in total, if you count the sleep token one.
Okay. But this one... This person wrote a horrible fanfiction about Scene Queen, so I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to read this one about Brandon Boyd, who's the singer from Incubus. I'm probably one of the most beautiful people to
have
ever existed.
Hold on, what was the horrible fanfic about Scene Queen?
I can't read it, Yasmin. It was so...
Why? What was horrible about it? Were they mean about her?
Do you know what? I'll just give you the highlights, okay?
Okay.
YN. I'm guessing that. Is that yes, no? I'll go.
Your name.
Oh!
So, like, Sophie, like, YN is meant to be your name.
Oh my God, I'm like one of those boomers that thought LOL meant lots of love. Okay. Your name. Sophie was talking to her best friend until she saw a hot, sexy guy with really. No, this is the Brandon Boyd one. Sorry.
I don't think I've ever read a fanfic about my friends. This is going to be really jarring.
We love Scene Queen. We've had her on the...
We have. We love Scene Queen a lot. And she's our friend, so this is weird for me. It's like me reading a Holding Absence fanfic. I haven't, because
I
be
lie. It wasn't the same person who wrote the Brandon Boyd one. It was the person who wrote the last weird one.
Okay.
Emo Boy.
Okay. They wrote Emo Scene Nerdy Queen Boy. One.
Scene Queen is very ugly with her poofed up blonde hair and face.
Okay.
One day she went online and bought tickets for Blood on the Dance Floor's concert in 6 days. She goes on Twitter.
Okay.
Scene Queen woke up. Scene Shit Queen. Oh, this is horrible. Woke up and got dressed. She out on her favourite Blood on the Dance Floor rip tank and some hot pink shorts. And then there's a homophobic slur that her mum apparently calls at her, and then she starts to cry, and then
this is so jarring. What's wrong with you people?
Scene Queen gets sad and jumps out the window. She is die. Z end.
Okay. So to that person, you should
horrible.
Never be within 10 feet of Scene Queen.
The worst part is this is 4 years ago. So this person has been writing. They wrote the last one I read was 8 years ago. So this doctor, as we've decided, gynecologist, is still writing fan fictions.
Hey Hannah, if you want help getting a restraining order against this person, hit me up, man. Because fucking anyway, that's insane. Sometimes people do take it too far with fan fictions. That's kind of wild.
I don't think it should be mean. Do you know what? Side quest again here. I saw, and I think we should do something about this, but I don't know what. Now, I'm not just saying this because we're part of Knotfest. Corey Taylor is genuinely one of the nicest people I've ever met, and I saw some Gen Zs on TikTok being vile about Corey Taylor and saying all this fake stuff about how he's a horrible person, and basically trying to get him cancelled. And they were just basically saying, oh yeah, because he controls the rest of all this stuff about him controlling the band, which is completely fake, because if you know anything about the band, there's a certain number of OGs. Like, I just can't believe it. And so I don't know how we combat that, Yasmin, but I want to protect him at all costs, because if I was going to write a fanfic about anyone, it would be protecting Corey Taylor.
I love that. Let's you and me put our minds together and make a Corey Taylor fanfic, but it's wholesome and nice, and we just take him out for ice cream and buy him some puppies.
Oh, I was thinking we go around to all of those TikTokers' houses and just kick him in the shins.
Okay.
Leave him the fuck alone.
I have... When was this released? It must have been a while ago, because there's a brand new album cover as the photo, so that would not... This is called Without You, There Is No Me, Fran Sykes, Boy X Boy, and it's a Josh Franceschi, Oliver Sykes fanfic.
They love teaming those two up.
Ugh. It's because they wrote that song Fuck. And like in Teenage Girls' Defenses, when two hot emo boys come together on a song that's all about sex, you're setting them up.
Which song, Yasmin?
Fuck. It's called Fuck, and the song is Let's Fuck Till the Sun Goes Down, Till the Sky Goes Up, A Night to Remember, A Day to Forget, Don't Stop.
Josh Franceschi and Ollie Fex. I don't know this song.
It's from There Is a Hell. I love that I know this.
Wow. Well, this is more your world than mine, to be honest.
But yeah. And they did that in like whenever the early 2010s. So like people have been shipping them for ages. This is from that era. So I really love fanfics because Sunny.
Your dog does not like fanfics.
I love fanfics because they're just so unrealistic. Like, I love when they're like, yeah, these two emo guys in an emo band live in this huge mansion together and it's so rich and luxurious. No, they're not. No, they're not. But still, I know that like most musicians aren't living in mansions.
No, they're not.
Bring Me a, like a huge band, but come on, guys. Come on. They're not driving limousines. They're not living in mansions. They live in their mom's basement. That's kind of the part and parcel of being emo. So, Josh, and this is Ollie's POV. Josh and I sat in the luxurious kitchen as I gently pressed the paper towel to his head. See, I'm usually good at skating, but today I'm not really sure what happened, Josh said, continuing with his story. I smiled at his statement. Or did you see me having a fanboy moment and fall off? I joked. Josh burst into laughter. I don't know how Josh Franceschi is.
No!
So Josh. Actually, if I knew it was you, I'd done a really cool trick and impressed you, he said, laughing. Soon enough, we were in a fit of laughter. Why are they just like...
It's like Shits and Gigs podcast or something like that.
Honestly, it's so wild. I need to stop blushing at everything he said. It's like I hung on every word. I knew I just had to be careful.
Oh
my god, this is worse. What the hell? I've just gone on the next page with this fanfiction and it's so jarring so quickly. Oh god. Okay, trigger warning, this is a bit intense. Please let me go, I screamed while trying to struggle out of his grip. He had his hand pinned on the ground, probably causing bruises. I screamed and cried. You're a pathetic waste of life.
Wait, who's pinning who?
I don't know. My body shot up out of bed and landed on the floor. I let out a hiss of pain. I tried to focus my breathing like my therapist said, but I couldn't. I had nothing to do today, so I was glad I got to go back to sleep and hopefully never dream of my past issues again. Like, why in fanfiction? Why is it that the band members are so deeply troubled? Like, that's a bit too realistic. Why is it like, oh, I had a dream about the last guy I was with and it was so beast. Why can't it just be like, oh, I just had a nightmare that I was being eaten by a frog?
What? Right. Yasmin. What is it in media that tells... I'm trying to figure out where it comes from, because I had this fantasy too when I was young of like saving a man who's deeply troubled and struggles to love but then falls in love with me and we have this tumultuous...
Rom-coms. Like, 2000s rom-coms, you're welcome. They glamorize like the like... ugly girl meets hot guy, he goes out with her for a joke, but then
whoa,
she changes
less
him.
Of the ugly girl, thank you.
No, it's never, they're never ugly, but it's like that's the stereotype. Right, like dorky gross girl goes out with really hot jock guy and they fall in love because she shows him what love really is. Or like the broken guy who's been damaged before and this girl comes along and changes everything. Like
it's, 10 things I hate about you, maybe that's it. That
yeah,
all...
10 things I hate about you. What's that one where she's like a prostitute and then she becomes super rich?
Oh yeah, with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, and it's the one where she's like, she goes into the store and she's like, yeah, I came here yesterday and da da da.
Yeah.
What's that?
Fuck.
I don't know.
Pretty Woman.
Also,
that's it, Pretty Woman.
Even The Princess and the Frog, it's like the frog, the man, the prince is saved by the princess's kiss. Like, it's always women saving men.
Hang on. We forgot the ultimate. Belle and...
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Why can't the woman be the beast and the beauty save her? Huh?
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's very rare that you get a storyline where... it's like the man's really ugly. But that's more likely to happen.
I know. But also, that's the problem with like millennials, because that's what they grew up with, like the rom-comification of relationships. But then younger people, like Gen Zs, grew up with Marvel. The Marvelfication of movies and like this superhero like mentality of I'll save the day. It's just so, it's so wild. This is a whole other episode, but like I feel like those kind of movies have rotted our brains. Oh my God, I sound like a boomer.
Love it. Love it. And we have boomers that listen. We have boomers that listen to this podcast, so we love our boomers. We love our boomer listeners.
Hey, boomer listeners. We love you.
So are you done with that one, or have you got more?
I'm mentally done with it.
Okay. I've got a weird one here. And it made me so uncomfortable, I'm not sure I can read it.
The other ones weren't weird enough.
This is bad. I feel so uncomfortable. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's because these are women that I admire and I've met, and they are individual powerhouses, and to be reduced to some kind of fan fiction feels uncomfortable for me, but here we go. This was written by Evanescence_Love_3.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Leave Amy Lee alone.
Lizzie waited for Amy outside the venue for the show being finished. She grinned as she saw her friend all sweaty and covered in glitter.
Oh my God.
Lizzie couldn't help herself but to bite her lip. As soon as Amy came closer, Amy smiled and slightly winked at her.
I love when they say bite their lip, and I'm just thinking...
Yeah, they love a lip bite. So Liz, what were you thinking? She raised an eyebrow. Lizzie took a deep breath and started to place her hands on Amy's hips. The raven-haired one started to shiver immediately.
Raven! I love when they're like, his auburn burnt, smoky eyes stared into me like glistening bowl. No, he just looked at you.
And she started to let out a, they've written quiet moan, but it's quiet moan. Ames, I just have to, you know, I have to touch you. You are so beautiful. I'm so in love with you. By the moment we met, I couldn't take my eyes off you. You are fascinating. Amy smiled at her, knowing she wanted to tell her the same. And I'll leave it there. It felt weird. I don't know why fan fiction about women makes me more uncomfortable. I don't know.
I feel like if it's written by a lesbian or a woman or a sapphic, right, that's acceptable. But if it's written by men sexualizing lesbian relationships, two people who haven't exclusively said that they are lesbians and would date each other, is weird.
I'm assuming this is written by a woman. But still, I don't know. It doesn't matter who it's written by. It's still, I don't know why, it makes me feel pretty uncomfortable. But yeah, it's Lizzie Hale and Amy Lee got, is it called shipping? They got shipped.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The internet. Do you have another one, or do you want to, do you want me to end on my next one?
I've got one more, and it's the worst.
Oh dear.
So water parks fans
I already know. I'm like, yeah, no.
I want to say in defense of water parks fans, not all of them are crazy, but some of them, God, you guys, you just baffle me.
But water parks encourage it.
I know, but this one I really didn't like because, so I think the premise of this is that this person is a photographer for water parks and falls in love with the band, and I hate that because any photographer, if you meet anyone who is a woman touring with bands, they are not attracted to those bands whatsoever because they've seen them on tour. They've seen them in the mornings when they wake up and they've got ugly morning breath and they look like they've just come out of a hole. They've seen how little they shower on tour, and they've seen the food that they consume on tour. I implore you to reach out to any woman who works in music and ask them what they think about the bands that they work with in a romantic way, and they'll say, ew, you mean those grown men who didn't shower for 3 weeks on tour? I'm good.
They're people who aren't home very much. Like, I haven't seen my boyfriend for 3 weeks or whatever. Like, they are people, and the relationships with someone in a band sucks. And if you've been on tour and you know that because they're not home as much.
But also, women don't get into touring to date men, no. Mostly because it would make life so much more complicated if you were touring with someone you were in a relationship with. You'd get sick of each other. And also, in the nicest way possible, the dudes in bands like, they're great, and I'm sure you guys see that lovely side of them. Again, I've seen how long they go without showering. I'm good. I'm so good. Yeah. I've seen them take pit stops at gas stations, petrol stations, and pee in bottles. I, you know, something about that, just not really, it's not doing it for me.
Takes the fun out of it. Okay, so what's this one saying?
I mentally hiss at the sun that shined through the hotel curtains. I love this, hotel curtains. No, tour bus, babe, let's start there. They'd be on a tour bus. You'd be on a cramped tour bus in sleeper bunks with like 14 to 20 other people, three of which are the band and the rest are like crew and other bands, right? So let's start there. You would be in a coffin bed and the sun would be... You wouldn't even sleep. You would have the sound of the van. You would have the sound of people snoring. Let's start there.
And the snoring is loud and the farting is smelly.
Oh, my God. I mentally hiss at the sun that shined through the hotel curtains. Morning already, I asked myself, rubbing my eyes. 10:30 a.m, the clock read. Oh, my God, I'm freaking late, I yelled as I jumped out of bed. I promised Jeff? That I would meet him and Otto for breakfast. Why not Austin? I'm not sure. He didn't bring it up. I brushed my teeth, got ready in a hurry, and I grabbed my bag and ran out the door. I met at the cafe after a while of running. I looked into the window to see them sitting at the table. I run towards them and say, hello, sleeping beauty. Otto laughed. I'm so sorry I overslept. After shouting and eating, I decided to go back to my hotel room, nap, but Jeff didn't want to do that. Well, it was fun, but I think I better go back, I said, getting out of my seat. To sleep? Jeff asked. Well, yes, I laughed. No, Jeff yelled, getting out of his chair, grabbing my wrist. Why? I asked with a tired voice. This is so dramatic. Well, Austin, me and Jeff are going ice skating tonight. We wanted you to come, Otto said with a smile. Whoa, wait. Austin wanted me to come? I asked, backing up. Firstly, like, and I want to contextualize this. I don't know water parks. I know nothing about them. But if you're on tour with someone, you don't hang out with them all the time. Like, any band will tell you that they, in their own free time, some of them will be on the bunk playing video games. Others will be going out to get coffee and food. And some of them will be chain smoking. They have to spend every night on stage with one another. I'm sure at some point, they probably are just like, you know, I saw you 20 minutes ago. I'm going to see you on the bus tonight. I kind of just want to go do my own thing.
Yeah, it's like going camping with all your friends. It's like, after a bit of time, you've kind of had enough. You've had no privacy. You've had no downtime.
Yeah. So they go on this they go on this ice skating thing with Austin and Jeff and Otto. I look in the crappy hotel mirror and smile. With looks like this, Austin has to talk to me. You're working with him. Why wouldn't he talk to you? You're the photographer. Would you not ask, is this okay to post every night? Would you not ask what photos they want taken of them?
Wow.
It was 9:04 p.m. Still nothing from the boys. I sigh again. Your name, Otto, yelled outside of my door. Finally, I yelled, jumping off the bed and opening the door. I saw Otto, Jeff and Austin standing behind them wearing a black beanie. He looked really cute. Why are you guys late? I asked. Well, Austin, would you like to answer that? Austin blushed and didn't say anything. He couldn't decide what beanie to wear. It was either the yellow one or the black one. He took forever. Otto, like, oh, this is so insane. This is so... So basically, they go skating, right? They go ice skating. And there's this bit. After a little bit of skating, Austin fell and pulled me down with him, making me land on top of him. What are the odds?
Are in the odds? Ice skates as well, you probably just slit his femoral artery.
You had to cut open his calf. He's bleeding out. But I'm glad that you found this romantic.
Oh my God. When you fall in ice skating, like, it isn't, it's just a little lethal slip. You are going bam and you are falling down.
You can
down.
Cut your fingers. That's why when you fall, when you ice skate, you have to like do fists. Because if you have flat palms, someone could skate over your fingers and just cut them off. I'm sorry, I giggled and started to get up. Austin then grabbed me, pulling me down closer. Stay. Austin said, not breaking eye contact, while his leg is gushing. Stay. Ignore the fact that my leg is bleeding. Stay.
If you've fallen over, like, I'm sorry, ice skating is the least romantic thing. If you've ever done ice skating, it's really fucking hard work. So you're tired. You're like, you're trying to get around on the edge most of the time. Like, trying to stay up. And so you're saying you've fallen over and you've taken the weight of a second human on top of you. And you're like, no, stay here, whilst laying on the freezing ice. No, thank you. No, thank you. That sounds like hell.
They have a moment together and then they just go on about their day. I just can't with this. I love reading fanfics. It gives me a perspective of what people think working in the music industry is like.
And being in a band is like.
Yeah. Got to be honest, when you're on tour, you probably don't have time to ice skate.
Tell you what as well, if this is something most people wouldn't think about, but I'm giving you ammo for your fanfiction. If you're in a band, the last thing you're going to do is go ice skating. Like, we took my boyfriend's daughter ice skating and he was shitting it the whole time because he was like, if I fall over, that I can't work. I can't play guitar. So, probably the last thing they're going to do.
I think people should, you know, those videos where there's like a bus tour, like a tour bus tour. I think fans should start watching that and realize how cramped buses are.
Maybe that's what we miss in 2024. And we're missing
bus invaders. They're still going.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, bloody institution. I salute you. They've been going longer than I've had a career in music.
Well, there we go. Okay. Well, I've got a fan fiction to finish on, Yasmin.
Oh,
and
God,
I'm not
going
to lie, I loved this fan fiction.
Oh my God. Okay.
I proper got into it.
Okay.
So this is all about a girl who goes on holiday somewhere with her mum or her family. And her mum makes her dress not like an emo.
Okay.
She meets somebody called Caleb who works. I don't know if it's like Shomo, but I just saw Caleb.
I hate you. What is this?
He works at the hotel and he invites her to come and hang out because while she's there, she's going to go to some emo convention for YouTubers.
Why?
And she bumps into Johnny Gilbert because Caleb's friends with Johnny, right? So this, and she is in love with Johnny Gilbert.
Are we reading a Johnny Gilbert fanfic? This is so jarring.
We're reading a Johnny Gilbert fanfiction. For anyone who doesn't know who Johnny Gilbert is,
Johnny Gilbert is a lovely person. That's all
he's lovely.
He's lovely. We've met him. We invited him to our emo night set. Very lovely guy. Very
YouTuber.
Very shy. Very sweet. He's a
very
YouTuber.
Sweet.
He's a TikToker now.
Was part of the crew in like
was
the
part
in
of the
MySpace.
NDE crew, yeah. But now has his own. Now has his own thing. You know. Now has his own presence online outside of that. And I have a lot of respect for Johnny Gilbert. I have nothing but nice things to say.
Nice. Good PR, Yasmin. So basically, we're jumping between Lily's POV and Johnny Gilbert's POV. And they're both into each other, but Johnny's not quite sure. So.
Okay.
We're reading now from Lily's POV. Why doesn't he realise I like him? I'm trying to hint to him, but he's not getting it. I'm just going to tell him. It's probably going to be my only chance to see if he likes me back, which I doubt. Lily's really down on herself, by the way. So she says this. She goes, Johnny, I don't normally tell people how I truly feel, but with you, I'm a completely different person. I can be who I want to be, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I really like you. And I know we've just met, but our day at Universal and right now, and when I see you, I feel, I'm sorry. I probably just wanted to be friends and now I've ruined that. Sorry, I'm sorry. You probably just wanted to be friends and now I've ruined that. And I'm so... I was interrupted when Johnny pulled over and stopped the car. Right.
So they're driving,
yeah, because Johnny's driving her home because Caleb was supposed to give her a lift back to the hotel where she's staying with her mum. But Caleb had a fight with Lena, who I think is another TikToker.
YouTuber. There's so many layers to this. I love this.
So,
I love that they're so dramatic. It's not like, oh, I've got a tummy ache, I've got to go home early, sorry man, can Johnny drive you home? It's, no, I got in a fist fight with another YouTuber. Like, it's so dramatic for no reason. I promise you, these people are literally just like everyday normal emos. Like, they're not going to get into fist fights. They're just going to drink their Monster and go to bed by 9 p.m.
Apart from Brian Stars, but that's a side story. Brian is mentioned
Brian
in
Stars,
this, but
oh,
we don't
God,
meet him.
We don't meet him.
Okay. So she said she just confessed her love. Lily, I'm sorry if I made you think we can be more than friends, but I'm not looking for a relationship right now. And I just like you as a friend. And like you said, we've just met. You're a beautiful girl, Lily. Don't think that you're not. You're just not the girl for me. I thought we could just be friends. Sorry. There was a moment of silence and I just ruined everything with him. I'm so stupid. I need to just go home. No, I'm sorry, Johnny. I was being stupid to ever think you would like me back. I'll just go, I said, and opened the car door and started walking back to my hotel.
Go on.
Wait for it. I started to walk down the street, but I had no idea where I was going. I didn't know how to get back. I just kept walking. How could I be so stupid? As if Johnny Gilbert was ever going to like me. I'm just so tired of being a fuck up. I'm done.
Oh my God.
I'm kind of into this, right? And then there's a beep beep. Johnny brings up his car. Johnny's like, don't be ridiculous. And she's like, I'm fine. I can walk. He's like, it's about to rain. And she's going, I don't care if it rains.
This is so, we've
now got this fight, but in the rain.
Oh my God.
So the rain started. And she's like, no, Johnny, I just want to be left alone, okay?
I love that it's just coincidentally started raining as she's walking next to a car, getting back to her hotel, and they're talking about a serious topic. I love the coincidental stuff here.
So it starts to rain and it's really heavy, and in 2 minutes, she's completely soaked. And then Johnny goes, that's it. And he jumps out of his car. Get in the car, Lily, or I'll lift you myself. He seemed a bit angry now. Johnny, go away. I don't need your help. Leave me alone, I shout. I start to run to get as far away from him as possible, but he runs after me. I see a wooden fence and jump over it. I start to roll down a really steep hill full of grass and trees. I tried to stop myself, but I couldn't. I just kept rolling and rolling and rolling until... Bang!
This is so stupid. She
gets hit by a car and she wakes up and Johnny's looking after her and wrapped her in a blanket and things. So it's a whole thing. But I actually really got into this one. It's really well written. So let me just see who wrote this one. Band Lover 4 on Wattpad.
Band Lover 4.
I loved, and it was, guess when it was, let me see. How do I see when it was uploaded? I can't really, can I?
No.
But let me tell you now. All the comments are from within the past few months. So I think this person uploaded it in the last few months.
Maybe we're in a Johnny Gilbert renaissance. That man is a cultural icon of every decade.
And they've used a picture of him, but he looks about 13 in the picture. And this Johnny Gilbert fanfic is number 34 in Band's fanfic.
That's insane.
So yeah, it's called How I Fell in Love with Johnny Gilbert. So worth a read. I won't even lie. I quite enjoyed it. What have you done to me, Yasmin? I'm now getting into fanfic.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. But I fear that if I continue anymore, I will lose the will to live.
Who would you write a fanfic about if you could, Yasmin?
That is a really good question. Who would I write a fanfic about?
Do you want to know who I'd write a fanfic about?
Go on.
Ivan Moody and Marilyn Manson going out on tour together. Your eyes. Oh, you don't know who. Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch and Marilyn Manson going out on tour together. I'd write a story about their tour.
That's so crazy. You should.
That would be funny.
Slaughter to Prevail should support, man. That would be crazy if that happened.
But like, imagine the story of what would happen when they're all hanging out together.
I want to make a joke so bad.
I know you do.
I can't. Sophie, I've tried so... I've been so good. But the things I want to say right now...
I think you should write a fanfic. I think we should write some more fanfics.
If you wrote that fanfic... get those men in a room together and look at their search history. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so what else? What would you say your words of wisdom this week?
You know what? If you ever want to know what it's like to be in a band, just do an escape. This is my words of wisdom. They need to do an escape room, but it's a tour bus, like a tour bus style escape room, and you get to live as a band. I feel like that would put a lot into perspective for people.
Yes. My words of wisdom would be, if a relationship is drama, it's not a good relationship. Okay, that's it for this week's We Wear Black Pod with fan fiction.
If you want to follow us, it's at We Wear Black Pod everywhere and wewearblackpod@gmail.com. I'm at Yasmin Sumanex on everything and I'm losing my brain cells.
And for me, it's at I Am Sophie K on everything.
Bye.
Bye. You were listening to On Wednesdays We Wear Black. Please rate and subscribe so that we can keep doing what we do. Special thanks goes out to the Nova Twins for the badass music and Wargasm for the killer screams. See you next week.